Hey, how's it going? This is Braden from Noble Sports, so I'm excited. I know I kind of took a hiatus on making episodes. Sorry if you hear that background noise, that's because it's just Penny and me. And you may hear Henry, the new unofficial mascot of Noble Sports. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Breaking Down the Tape Media and one of our new official sponsors, FlaskCap. It makes drinking a whole lot easier. Essentially, Flask Cap is a little capsule that you put on top of a bottle, and if you're into drinking alcohol, I'm not, but if you are, it helps you mix your drink. So that's our sponsor, and that's who brings you this episode. Now, as always, I'm your host, Braden, and I'm excited, because the reason I'm so excited is today we're talking about the World Cup. I know I started writing essays about it, but then I realized there's 32 teams. That's going to take a while to do all of that. So I decided instead of writing eight different articles, I would just make an episode describing all the teams in FIFA. So let's jump into it. I'm excited. As you know, FIFA starts this weekend, actually on Sunday. They are starting in Qatar on the 20th. Now, there is some controversy surrounding the whole World Cup. The biggest controversy, I guess, right now that everyone's worried about is the fact that alcohol is not allowed in the stadiums. It's looking more and more like Qatar shouldn't have hosted the World Cup. There's just a lot of negativity surrounding it all, so it's very interesting. So let's dive in. Let's go with Group A. I'm pulling up the World Cup just so that I can have everyone available. So there are four teams in Group A, obviously, so it's eight groups of 32 teams, each four teams. If you don't know the layout of the World Cup, it's really simple. Each team in the group plays each other. If you win, you get 3 points. You tie, you get 1 point. You lose, you don't get any points. And let's say there's two teams that finish with 7 points, for example. They tie. Then it would go on to goal differential. So whoever makes more goals versus whoever has the most goals against them. So let's say, for example, in the first group, it's Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, the Netherlands. Let's say the Netherlands and Senegal tie the top of the group with 7 points. Let's say the Netherlands have had 5 goals for them, 5 goals that they've made, and they've allowed 2 goals. Senegal has only scored 3 goals, and they've allowed 2 goals. So the goal differential would be Netherlands would have an advantage of 3, where Senegal would only have an advantage of 1 goal. So in that case, Netherlands would win the group, and then so on and so forth. So like I said, there is 4 teams to a group. In Group A, we've got Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, and Netherlands. Let's start off with the ugly step-headed child in this group, Ecuador. Now, I'm going to be a little biased. I'm going to be 100% that I am going to be more than a little biased. There's no reason why Ecuador should be in the World Cup. They cheated. It has been proven in the court of law that they cheated, but they're not being penalized until the next World Cup. Chile should be taking them over. Chile's the better team anyways, but they cheated. And if you're curious as to what I mean, they cheated. They fielded an ineligible player. Basically, for a player to play for their national team, they don't necessarily have to be born in the country, but there's a whole bunch of rules that apply. And this player that they fielded in 8 games was considered illegal and did not meet the requirements of being eligible to play for Ecuador. But FIFA, as corrupt as it is, decided to give Ecuador a chance to still play in the World Cup. So there we go. So let's start with the best team out of this group. It's the Netherlands. The Netherlands are currently ranked number 8 in the world, which is amazing. That is the best rankings out of the group. Next one down is Senegal at 18. And then I believe it's Ecuador next. Ecuador is 44, and then Qatar is 50. So that's the group. I honestly think the Netherlands is going to sweep this. It's going to be quite easy. I think they're going to go 9-0, win the group. And then I feel like the team that I would pick to win or to come in second would be, can't say Ecuador. In good conscience, I cannot say Ecuador. I hope Ecuador finishes last. I think Senegal will finish with 6 points. I think Qatar will win one game, and then Ecuador will not win any games. So that is Group A. That is, there's a real favorite in that group, which is the Netherlands. Now, Group B is a little bit more interesting. Now, in Group B, we have England, U.S., Wales, and Iran. Now, all four of these teams are fairly even in their rankings in the world. You've got England. I believe England is sitting pretty at number 5 in the world. Then it goes to the U.S. at number 16, Wales at number 19, and then Iran at number 20. And like I said, this is going to be an interesting group. Now, in the FIFA simulator, it has U.S. winning the group. I think U.S. is kind of the dark horse of this. They're surprising a lot of people. They are bringing a very young squad to the World Cup. So it'll be interesting to see how they do. Ultimately, I do think England and U.S. will tie for the top of the group. I think they will get 7 points each, with England winning the goal differential. And then I would say probably Wales will get at least one win, and then I don't think Iran will get any wins, but that's just my opinion in the matter. So let's go to Group C. Group C is another interesting group. It's got Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland. So let's look at those rankings. I know Argentina in the FIFA World Cup simulator, they have them winning. They are ranked number 3rd in the world. And then I believe the next one is Mexico. Mexico is number 13, and then Poland's number 26, and then I don't even see Saudi Arabia on the first 50, so let's see if we can make it further down. I mean, it's kind of cool to see these countries that you don't necessarily see all the time playing in the World Cup. Yep, there you go, Saudi Arabia is number 51. So I ultimately think that it's pretty cut and dry, the two winners of this group, 1 and 2. I think Argentina obviously sweeps the group with 9 points, and then I think Mexico finishes with 6 points, with Poland finishing with 3. I think Saudi Arabia will finish with no points, unfortunately. I just don't see them being able to pull anything. Now, this next group is very intriguing. It has the winner of the last World Cup, France, in this group. It's got France, Australia, Tunisia, and Denmark. Interesting. That is an interesting group. France is ranked number 4 in the world, so they're already high up there. And then let's look at the rest of the teams. I think Denmark's probably going to be the next closest ranked one. I could be wrong. Oh, no, I was wrong. No. Tunisia is ranked 30th. Australia is 38th. And then, let's see, did I miss them? It's possible that I missed them. Oh, Denmark is right there, right in front of me. Denmark is number 10 in the world, so there you have it. I think it's fairly clear who's going to win this group. I think France continues their tear and has a great chance of repeating World Cup championships. I think Denmark will finish second, so I think France again will win, and Denmark will finish with 6 points. I think Australia will probably finish with 3, and India will finish with 1. So let's go with the next group. With the next group, it's quite interesting. I'm excited because Croatia is in this group. Croatia played really well. Oh, well, that makes it interesting. They have it set funny. So Croatia is in group F, not group E. Sorry, I'm going off of the schedule. And they have group F before group E. So in group F, we have Morocco, Croatia, Belgium, and Canada. Croatia made that amazing run last World Cup and almost won the championship. Belgium is ranked number 2, so I think they're probably the clear-cut favorite to win this group. Croatia's ranked 12th. Canada. Morocco's 22nd, and then Canada, where are you? Canada is 41 out of the group. Now, Canada did win the North American, Central America region, so it'll be interesting. I do think, though, Belgium and Croatia are probably going to finish 1 and 2. I think Croatia's going to shock people again and finish with 7 points along with Belgium. And then I could see Canada and Morocco getting points as well. I think Canada will finish third and Morocco will finish last. Group E, sorry, I didn't mean to skip it. That's just how it's laid out. We've got Spain, Costa Rica, Germany, and Japan. That is going to be an interesting series as well. We've got Spain, who is currently ranked number 7 in the world. We've got Germany, I think, is the next rank. Germany's ranked 11th. And we've got Japan and Costa Rica. So let's look at those rankings. Japan is 24 and Costa Rica is 31. Now, I think this one is going to be a toss-up between Germany and Spain. I think Germany is going to shock people and pull out the win. I think they're going to win with a score of 7 points as well as Spain, but win on the goal differential. I think Japan will finish in third and then Costa Rica will finish last in the group. So Group G has Switzerland, Cameroon, Brazil, and Serbia. This is going to be a really another this is going to be a great group as well. Brazil is the number one ranked team in the world and probably the most heavy favorite to win the World Cup. They're ranked number one. Then we've got Serbia at 21. Then you've got Cameroon 43. Then who was the other team? Oh, Switzerland. Can't forget Switzerland, they're neutral. See, Switzerland is ranked 15th, so one above the US. I think it's pretty clear who's going to win this group. I think Brazil wins this group. I think Serbia finishes second. I think Brazil sweeps and gets 9 points. Serbia finishes with 6. I think Switzerland will finish in third with 3 points, and Cameroon will not get any points. And the last group, Group H, we've got Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, and South Korea. Portugal, I know, is ranked. So Portugal is ranked number 9. Uruguay is 14. South Korea and Ghana are the last two. South Korea is 28, it looks like. And then, wow. I always thought Ghana was up there, and I guess not. That's a first. Ghana has always fielded really good teams. They're ranked 61. So, they are probably the lowest ranked team in the World Cup. I think Portugal will win this. I think Uruguay is also going to win. I think those are going to be the top two groups. So it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. And then what happens after the three initial games, the top two teams move on. I believe it's winner of 1A plays 2B, and 2A plays 1B. So essentially what happens is each group is paired. First place plays the second place, and then vice versa. So I think it'll be really interesting. I think, obviously, I think it's time for Messi to show. I've had this discussion with a lot of the guys in the group chat, but I ultimately think that Messi needs to prove where his mouth is. Everyone will say Messi is one of the best Argentinians and probably one of the best football players in the world. If he doesn't win a World Cup, because he said this is his last World Cup, I don't think we can say he is the GOAT of Argentinian soccer, with especially a lot of the other greats that have been in there in the spotlight. So I think Argentina should try to go for the win. I really think they have the squad to do it. And according to the FIFA rankings, or not rankings, the simulator, they do win it. So we shall see. I think it'll be a really interesting cup. I think we should all tune in and really enjoy. And hopefully I can get my dad on for a podcast. It'd be really fun to have my Chilean dad who knows soccer like the back of his hand. But this is Braden. Stay classy, Vegas.